Certainly is a privilege to be able to worship in the house of the Lord on Palm Sunday.
能在这个棕榈主日在神的堂里敬拜他是一个很荣幸的事情。
Did you bring your palm branch this morning?
你们今天有没有带你们的棕榈枝来？
This is a poor excuse for one, but this was the only one I could reach.
这个虽然不怎么样，但是这是我能够着的唯一的一个了。
But wouldn't it be appropriate to be able to wave our palm branches this morning?
但是今天是棕榈主日，如果手里能拿一个棕榈枝，是不是很合适呢？
Always appropriate to give praise to Jesus.
因为当我们称赞主耶稣的时候，总是很适宜的。
And as we think about Palm Sunday this morning, Jesus making his triumphal entry into Jerusalem, let's remember to praise him.
当我们想到在棕榈主日，就在两千多年前，耶稣是这样骑着驴驹进入到耶路撒冷的，我们真的是应该从心里对他发出感恩和赞美。
I want to turn to Matthew chapter 21, verses 1 through 11.
我们今天要看的经节在马太福音第21章1到11节。
And if you have your Bible with you this morning, I also want you to turn to Zechariah chapter 9, verses 9 and 10.
如果你有圣经的话，我也希望你们能够看翻到撒加利亚书第9章第9节。在我们的周报内页有马太福音21章，所以你可以，你手里有圣经的话，就可以打开在撒加利亚书第九章第九节。
And so if Miss June would read that in Chinese, those verses, I would appreciate it.
Zechariah? Yes.
好，
我们一起先来读撒加利亚书第九章第九节。班道请。西安的民啊，应当大大喜乐，耶路撒冷的民啊，应当欢呼。看啊，你的王来到你这里，他是公义的，并且施行拯救，谦谦和和的骑着驴，就是骑着驴的驹子。
And Matthew chapter 21 verses 1 through 11.
然后我们一起来读马太福音21章1到11节，请。耶稣和门徒将近耶路撒冷，到了伯法其，在橄榄山那里，耶稣就打发两个门徒，对他们说，你们往对面村子里去，必看见一匹驴拴在那里，还有驴驹同在一处。你们解开，牵到我这里来。若有人对你们说什么，你们就说，主要用它，那人必立时让你们牵来。这事成就，是要应验先知的话，说，要对西安的居民说，看哪，你的王来到你这里，是温柔的，又骑着驴，就是骑着驴驹子。门徒就照耶稣所吩咐的去行，牵了驴和驴驹来，把自己的衣服搭在上面，耶稣就骑上，众人多半把衣服铺在路上，还有人砍下树枝来铺在路上。前 后随的人，众人喊着说，何塞纳，归于大卫的子孙，奉主名来的是应当称颂的，高高在上，何塞纳。耶稣既进了耶路撒冷，合城都惊动了，说，这是谁？众人说，这是加利利拿撒勒的先知耶稣。
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we would ask you this morning to help us to learn the true meaning of why you came.
天父，我们在今天这个早上就求你帮助我们，真的是学习到你到这里来到底是什么样的目的。
As our expectations are high, help us to realize those expectations may not be what you actually desire to give us.
虽然我们有各种各样的期望，但是求你帮助我们认识到，我们是有一些期望，并不是你所要给我们的。
And Lord, this morning as we look into your word, we pray that you will help us to keep our minds and our hearts open.
今天早上当我们读你的话语的时候，就求你打开我们的心和眼睛。
And then to determine to walk in the light of what you've given us.
当我们学习到的时候，就求你给我们这样的决心，让我们愿意按照所学到的来行。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣的名求，阿门。
Way back in the early days of creation, God created man and woman without sin.
在创世之初的时候，神造了亚当和夏娃，他们是没有罪的。
But Satan entered the garden and presented a temptation to Adam and Eve, and they participated in the temptation and committed
但是这个魔鬼撒旦来到了伊甸园中，然后他引诱了和夏亚当和夏娃，这两个人呢就受到了这个引诱，犯罪了。
Yet God had warned them very clearly that if you sin in this way, you will surely die.
但是神曾经很明确地警告他们说，如果你们这样做，这样犯了这样的罪的话，就必定会死。
And so often we misunderstand that in thinking that because they sinned, they should have died immediately in their bodies.
所以有的时候我们就会不明白说，好像应该是他们犯罪了以后，立刻就这个肉身就要死掉了。
However, it was a considerable number of years before their physical bodies actually died as a result of their sin.
可是我们都知道，亚当和夏娃犯罪以后，这个肉身并没有马上就死，而是过了很多年以后才死的。
But yet God's promise was true.
但是神说的话并没有错。
If you sin, you will die.
是真实的，如果我们犯罪，就必定会死。
And even though their physical bodies didn't die on the day that they committed sin, nevertheless their spirit was separated from the fellowship of God.
因为他们的肉身在犯罪的那一天虽然没有马上立刻就死，但是他们属灵的那个生命已经立刻死了，就是跟神在当时就分开了。
Those days when the Bible tells us that in the cool of the day, God would come down and fellowship walk with Adam and Eve in the garden.
因为在创世纪里讲到神最起初造了亚当和夏娃的时候，然后在每一天天起凉风的时候，神都会到园子里来跟他们说话，与他们同行。
But now because of sin, when God came in the cool of the day, Adam and Eve, instead of running to rejoice and embrace God as he came, they ran and hid themselves.
那可是在他们犯罪以后那一天，当神又到园子里来的时候，他们并没有迎着神走上去，而是反而躲开藏了起来。
It ought to be a lesson to us when we're reminded of this, that sin always brings shame and a desire to hide from the truth.
这也是我们要学习到的功课，就是我们生命里有罪的时候，就会使得我们想躲开，想逃避真理。
But God in His mercy, He began to talk to Adam and Eve when He found them where they were hidden.
但是当神在他的怜悯之下，当神看到他们的时候，他跟他们继续的说话，继续的帮助他们。
And so Adam blamed his wife Eve.
那结果呢？就是亚当就是谴责他的妻子夏娃。
And Eve blamed the serpent.
那夏娃呢？就指责是蛇的错。
And so consequently, there was always a pointing of blame to somebody else instead of admitting that I have committed this sin.
所以这是我们的倾向，就是当我们犯罪的时候，我们不容易自己承认，反而要指责说是。别人的错是别的事情导致我们这样子。
And so God in Genesis chapter 3, he pronounces the judgment or the punishment that Satan will have to suffer because of what he has done.
所以在创世纪第三章的时候，神有跟魔鬼，就是撒旦说，因为他做了这些事情，所以他要受到什么样的惩罚。
And then before he pronounces or tells Adam and Eve what their punishment is going to be, he gives them a wonderful promise.
那在神也要跟亚当和夏娃说他们也要受到惩罚，但是在神说惩罚这件事之前，神先给了他们一个应许。
Even though you have sinned and you will die as I have told you you will, I am going to send you my son to redeem you from your sins.
神说就是我既然说了你们犯罪就要死，那你们必定会死，但是在这之前我也会把我的儿子赐给你们。
And so there it is in Genesis chapter 3 verse 15, God tells them that the seed of the woman, that's the Messiah, that's going to be Jesus that is going to come and redeem them.
所以就在创世纪第三章第十五节，神就已经告诉了我们，这个女人的后裔，也就是耶稣基督，神的儿子，他要来拯救我们。
So then Adam and Eve, they're cast out of the garden because of the sin.
所以这个亚当和夏娃因为犯了罪，被赶出了伊甸园。
And so they go out, and soon it is that Eve conceives, and she brings a son into the world.
那他们离开了伊甸园以后没有多久，这个夏娃就怀孕了，然后就生下了一个孩子。
And can you see that picture of them holding that baby boy, that precious baby boy, up before the Lord and naming him Cain, which means we've gotten a man from the Lord.
那所以你能想象那个图画吗？就是亚当和夏娃的第一个孩子，这个世界上第一个这个婴儿出生以后，他们把他带到神的面前，然后把他给他取名叫该隐，就是说我们从神那里得了一个男孩。
Their expectation was that this son is the promised seed of the woman or the Messiah that God promised to send.
那我们可以想象，他们肯定心里很确信说这个孩子就是神所就是应许的那个女人的后裔来拯救我们的。
Their expectations were great that their son was going to deliver them from the consequences of sin.
所以他们有一个很高的对这个孩子有一个很高的期望，就是说这个孩子能把他们这个从罪的后果中解救出来。
But soon their expectations were turned to disappointment when their son, instead of being a Messiah, turned out to kill his brother and became a murderer.
可是他们的期望很快就落空了，因为这个孩子不。非但没有成为救世主，反而成了一个杀人犯，把他的弟弟谋杀了。
And so we come to the title of the sermon this morning that I would like to bring.
所以我们讲到这里就要提到我今天的这个讲到的题目。
Great expectations and severe disappointments.
就是很高的期望，然后也有很高的很大的失望。
But you know, it was all through that 4,000 year period of the Old Testament that God continued to promise to the people from time to time, I'm going to send the Messiah.
那么在这个旧约这个大概4000多年的历史当中，这个神不断的应许他的百姓说，我要让这个差弥赛亚来拯救你们。
And there was a sense in which every time that a Jewish mother would bring forth a son into the world, that she had the hope that this was going to be the Messiah that was promised.
所以在这么长的历史当中，这个犹太人的这些妇女，当他们生下一个孩子的时候，是不是每个人心里都有这个想法，都有这个盼望，说会不会就是这个孩子呢？会不会就是他是这个救世主呢？
And so that thread of the promised Messiah was running all through the Old Testament.
所以在这个旧约里一直有这么一条线，就是让我们期盼一个救世主的到来。
And expectations would rise high, and then disappointments would come.
这个期望呢，就是不断的在有，然后不断的有很大的期望，然而也不断的会有很多的失望。
And people would grow discouraged, and they would say, "Where is the promise of His coming? Where is this Messiah that God promised to send to us?"
那慢慢的人就开始会失望，会沮丧，会怀疑说，到底神所应许的那位救世主在哪儿呢？到底什么时候才来呢？
And then God would send another prophet along that would give another message, a message of hope, would tell them a little more about how this Messiah was going to be.
那神呢也不断的差先知给他们，然后给他们讲更多的关于弥赛亚的事情，然后也让我们的这个期望，人的期望又重新点燃起来。
There are many, many passages in the Old Testament that speak about the Messiah to come.
那在旧约当中有很多很多的地方提到这个将要来的这个弥赛亚。
However, I would just mention a couple of those to give you an illustration of what the prophets were telling the people.
我今天只提几个，就是让大家有一个概念，到底这个先知是怎么说的。
You see, King David was a prophet and a poet, and when he was doing his prophecy, he was looking through his telescope of time down maybe 600 or 800 years before Christ would come, and he could see Christ on the cross.
那这个大卫王他是一个先知，也是一个诗人，所以当他这个有预言的时候，他就好像在用一个望远镜看到未来，就是将要发生的事情。
If you want an example of that, you can read Psalm 22, and it's an exact description of Christ's suffering on the cross.
如果你去读诗篇22章，那个就是大卫写的，那里面。你里面所描述的就是耶稣受难时的景象。
It tells about how all of his bones were out of joint as he was suffering on the cross.
就是讲到说，当时耶稣在十字架上受苦的时候，他的身体上好像各个关节都已经离开了，脱离了原位。
Yet it tells very clearly that not a bone of Jesus was broken.
但是也说得很清楚，他身上没有一根骨头被折断。
Sometime in your devotions, you turn to Psalm 22 and read and look and see and listen how David was describing Jesus.
如果你有时间的话，在你灵修的时候，你可以去读一下诗篇22篇，真的是 仔细的看里面是怎么讲到这个耶稣的这个当时的情形。
Then you can also turn to Isaiah chapter 53.
你也可以去看以赛亚书第53章。
And he is also describing the suffering of Jesus on the cross.
那一篇圣经也是在讲耶稣在十字架上怎样的受苦。
You see, God wanted the people of Israel to understand what the Messiah was coming for and what it was going to be like and the price that he was going to have to pay to redeem them from sin.
神要我们看到的是就是耶稣来的时候是什么样的景象，他要付上什么样的代价，我们的罪才能得以赦免。
But yet the people misunderstood. They didn't understand how the Messiah was going to come.
可是那个时候的百姓不明白，他们不懂这个弥赛亚来的时候会是什么。
They had great expectations that he was going to come and deliver them from their enemies.
他们有很高的期望，他们想的是弥赛亚来能把他们从敌人的手里拯救出来。
And as I was sitting at my desk this week in my office, I looked into the office adjacent to mine to a young man, and I asked him a question. I said to him, if we had have lived 2,000 years ago, do you think we would have understood the reason that Jesus came?
那我坐在我的办公室里，我的隔壁有一个年轻人，我那天就问他，我说如果我们是生在两千多年前的话，你觉得我们会明白说这个弥赛亚要来的目的和意义到底是什么吗？
He said, I don't think I would have understood a suffering Messiah to come.
他说我恐怕不能够理解就是这个受苦的弥赛亚到底是什么意思，为什么？
And I said, I agree. I believe I would have been one of those people that was looking for a political leader to comeAnd deliver me from the oppression of the enemies that were ruling over us.
我就跟他说，我估计我也是这样的。我可能是那个，就是期望有一个政治上的领袖来带领我们来反抗压迫，然后从敌人的手里能够得解放的那种。
So we go back to the promises in Genesis 3:15. Jesus was promising a Messiah that was going to come to deliver the people from their sin, not their political oppressions.
所以但是我们当我们回到创世纪第三章的时候，我们看到神的应许是说要使人从这个罪恶的这个权势中得救，而不是说从这个在政治上从敌人的手里得出来解放。
But after that 4,000 year period and that thread and the promise of the Messiah speaking over and over again in the fullness of time, God sent his son.
那这个旧约这个四千年的历史，神一直在应许弥赛亚的到来。当耶稣出生的时候，这个应许就实现了。
Not in the way that the Jewish leaders and teachers thought that he was going to come, but in the way that God had planned for him to come all along.
然而，却不是犹太人的领袖、犹太人的宗教领袖也好、政治领袖也好所期盼的那样，而是神所计划的那样。
So if we could get in our time capsule this morning and travel back in time 2,000 years and position ourselves along the path or the road that led up to Jerusalem, what would we be thinking this morning?
所以我们想象一下，如果我们坐上时光穿梭机回到两千多年前，我们就站在当时这个棕榈主日的这个人群当中，就站在路边，我们那个时候心里会在想什么呢？
Would we be waving our pom-poms and shouting, Hosanna, Hosanna, praise to Jesus, praise to the Messiah?
我们是不是也会摇着棕榈枝说何塞纳何塞纳荣耀归于至高的神？
For he's come to deliver us from the Romans that rule over us.
让我们相信你会来拯救我们，把我们从罗马人的手里救出来。
But God never intended to send a Messiah to deliver them from the Romans.
然而这不是神的意思，神并没有让耶稣来把他们从罗马人的统治中拯救出来。
For when the Romans are gone, then there will only be another political system come to oppress.
因为即便罗马人被赶走了，又会有其他的人来用其他的政治手段来治理他们。
But God was sending the Messiah to come to deliver the heart from sin and to deal with the sin problem, not the political problem.
神差弥赛亚来是要解决我们心里罪的问题，而不是我们生活上这个政治中的问题。
I've thought this week about the great political leaders that we have known or that we have studied about in history.
那我之前也在想说，我们在历史当中所学的那些政治上的伟人，那些领袖。
I thought about myself. I thought, I wonder what I would consider, who I would consider to be the greatest president of the United States.
我有时候也问自己说，我自己认为的这个美国历史上最厉害的、最强有力的总、最伟大的总统是谁呢？
And when that name came to my mind, then I asked myself another question: Was that man able to change the heart of even one person?
就当我想到这个人的时候，我就在想说，这个人他有没有能力改变？ 一个人，哪怕只是一个人的内心呢？
Think about the greatest political leader that you could ever read about in history and ask yourself the question, was that political leader able to ever change the heart of one person?
那你也可以问问自己，你所认为的就是有史以来最伟大的这个政治领袖，最伟大的这些政客，这个人他有没有可能改变一个人的内心呢？
Was that political leader ever able to forgive even one sin?
那这个政治领袖他有没有能力来赦免罪呢？
Oh, it might be possible to let a prisoner out of prison.
当然他是有权利说可以把人从监狱里放出来。
But if that prisoner was guilty of a sin, he still wasn't forgiven of that sin.
但是这个罪犯虽然被放出来了，但是如果他确实是有罪的话，他的这个罪并没有能够得到赦免。
He was only forgiven of the consequences of his sin, not the sin itself.
他得到赦免的是说他不用再为这个罪付上他的这个后果和代价，但是这个罪本身并没有得到赦免。
But Jesus came, and God wanted to send a Messiah that is able to wash the heart clean from the sin problem.
但是耶稣来，神差这个弥赛亚来，是要让我们的这个罪得到清洗，能够把这个问题彻底的解决。So
we see Palm Sunday as a great day of celebration of Jesus riding triumphantly into Jerusalem.
所以当我们这个讲到棕榈主日的时候，是庆祝耶稣这个光荣的进入圣城，进入耶路撒冷。
And the day with Jesus as king, riding into Jerusalem as a king, and with people waving their palm branches, shouting Hosanna to the king.
耶稣骑着驴驹来的时候，是作为一个王，是神人们欢呼他说何塞纳，称赞他，然后欢迎他进入的。That's
what we think, but when we read the gospel story and we understand the entire picture, we get a different picture.
但是我们可能是这样想，但是当我们读到福音书的时候，当我们有一个完整的画面的时候，这个印象就改变了。
How many days after Palm Sunday was it before the same people that were standing alongside of the road shouting Hosanna were now saying Crucify, Crucify, Crucify?
棕榈主日之后，过了几天，当时那些呼喊何塞纳的人就开始呼喊说，把他钉十字架。
Great expectations on Palm Sunday, but great disappointment on the following Friday.
就是同样的，在棕榈主日有很高的期望，然后但是在受难日的那个周五的时候，就变成很大的失望。Just
5 days, and the people's minds have changed so much.
仅仅5天，人们的心就改变了。Because
they had great expectations, but they were expecting the wrong thing.
因为他们有很高的期望，可是他们所期望的并不是那个。
Now, as great as their expectations were, now their disappointments were just as much the other way.
那因此，这个很高的期望落空的时候，就带来了很大的失望。
It's a sobering reminder to think how quickly people's minds can change.
这也是让我们有一个警醒，让我们知道说人的心意是多么容易的改变。
It doesn't take very long until the hopes of people that have their expectations so high can become very low.
不需要很长的时间，那些很高的期望就变成很低的这个想法，然后就变成很大的失望。
What accounts for the incredible turn of events when people's expectations turn from Hosanna to Crucify?
那到底是什么原因使得他们这些很高的期望从呼喊何塞纳到改成很大的失望，变成呼喊说钉死他呢？
We need to remember, I need to remember. I tell myself from time to time, please, Fred, remember the reason that Jesus came.
你我都需要记得，我经常的要提醒自己，要记得耶稣到底为什么要来。
Jesus did not come to meet my expectations.
耶稣来不是为了让我的期望能够得到满足。
He didn't come to meet the expectations of the early Jewish people.
他来也不是为了满足当时那些犹太人的期望。
But here's why he came. He came to meet the deep need of my heart.
他来是要满足我心里那个最深的那个需要。
He didn't come to slay our enemies and to lift us up high on a throne.
他来不是为了要惩罚我们的敌人，然后使得我们能够坐在高位上。
He came to give his life a ransom for sin.
他来是要付上自己的生命为赎价，让我们可以从罪中得拯救。
The foundational problem that we as humans have is not a political problem, but a sin problem.
人最基本的这个问题不是政治问题，而是罪的问题。
For Jesus said very clearly, he said, out of the heart come war, adultery, murder, slanders, and all manner of human misbehavior.
因为耶稣说得很清楚，是因为从里面，就是从人心里面发出恶念、苟合、偷盗、凶杀、奸淫、贪婪、邪恶、诡诈。
The problem of the people in Jesus' day was not how well the borders were protected from foreign people coming into their land.
耶稣那个时代的问题不是说在于他们要怎么样保护他们的疆界，使得不受外族的入侵。
But the problem was is how that sin was coming into the unprotected hearts of the people.
这个问题真正是在于人的心不受防卫的时候，就受到这个罪的攻击和侵袭。
We can note that this is the only time that Jesus ever elevates himself above the crowd of people that he's speaking to.
我们要注意到这个棕榈主日，这个时候是为耶稣唯一的一次，他接受人们对他的崇敬，把他放在一个高位上，称他为王。
For example, on the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapters 5, 6, and 7, it says when Jesus was sat down, he was sitting down when he delivered that sermon.
就比如说在马太福音第五章，就是在登山宝训的时候，耶稣教训众人的时候，他都坐下来。
But now he is riding a little donkey, and so he's lifted a little higher than the people.
那当他进入圣城的时候，他是坐在驴驹上，就是位，好像他的这个身体的位置比别人要高一些。
But he's not riding on a war horse coming as a general going to battle.
但是他并没有骑着一个高头大马，好像像是一个得胜的将军那样。
Among other things, it tells us that he was riding a donkey into town, and that is a very humble animal to ride.
因为骑着这个驴驹本身是一个很谦卑的这么一个动物。
Have you ever ridden a donkey?
你有没有骑过驴?
yeah, donkey's not much fun to ride.
骑驴并不是件很好玩的事情。
When I was a boy, my father had a little farm in Kentucky.
那我小的时候住在肯塔基，然后我爸爸有一个农场。
And by working on the farm, my father eventually paid me enough money that I was able to buy a horse.
那我那时候给他干活，然后我爸也付我一些钱，然后后来我就把这钱攒下来以后，我买了一匹马。
And because we were in the country, my friends lived about a mile this way and about a mile that way, and so I would ride my horse to see my friends.
那我们住在乡下，所以大家距离都很远，所以我有的时候就会骑着这个马去看我的朋友，因为比较远。
Oh, a horse is a lot of fun to ride.
那个骑马是很有意思的。
Especially for a teenage boy.
那对于一个十几岁的这个男孩子来说，特别是。
My friends had horses.
那我的朋友也很多也有马。
And so we had some horse races.
所以有的时候我们就会赛马。
And we had a lot of fun with horses.
那个马真的是很好玩。
But one day we went to a park, and there they had horses that you could pay a dollar or two and ride the horses.
那有一次我们去一个公园，那个地方就是可以付钱，付一两块钱就可以骑马。
But they had one donkey.
然后他们还有一头驴在那儿。
And I said, I don't want to ride a horse, I want to ride the donkey.
那我就觉得说马，反正我也已经知道，我想试试骑驴什么感觉。
I wanted my dollar back.
我很后悔，我想把那一块钱要回来。
A donkey is a very stubborn animal.
那个驴是很倔的一种动物。
It's a very, it's an animal that doesn't symbolize pride and being lifted up. It symbolizes humility.
这个驴的这个形象就不是那种很高大、很高贵的形象，它就是代表的就是一种很谦卑、很低下的一个。
But one of the signposts along the way that God gave in the Old Testament from Zechariah was is that Jesus would come riding in on a donkey.
但是这个在旧约圣经里神一直给我们有好像路标一样让我们看到弥赛亚是什么样子。那在撒迦利亚书上就特别讲到说他要骑着驴驹。
Also from that verse 9 in Zechariah chapter 9 verse 9, then the very next verse says he's going to cut off the war horses of Ephraim.
而且就在这一节圣经撒迦利亚书九章第九节后面，他还特别提到说，我必除灭以法莲的战车和耶路撒冷的战马。So
Jesus is coming as the Prince of Peace.
所以当耶稣来的时候，他是这个和平的君。He's
coming in victory and triumph.
他是代表着胜利。But
he's coming on a donkey.
但是是坐在驴驹上，不是代表那种强势的胜利。Coming
in humility.
他来是带着谦卑的心。
I think all of us here can remember the events of the previous year when all of the candidates were running for president in this country.
那我们可能是不是对去年这个总统竞选的那些事情还记忆犹新？
And in my mind this week, I was going back through those people that wanted to be president, and I was looking through that 17 or 18 or 19 different people, and I was trying to find one that came with humility. I didn't find even one that came with humility.
那我这个星期回想到去年那些十几个总统候选人在他们竞选的时候，我在想说他们当中是不是有人是有那种谦卑的态度来参与的呢？一个也想不到。
But if you listen closely, they were all speaking one message that was very clear, and that was, I am the person to lead this country. Please elect me. I've got the answers.
那他们有一个共同的信息是一样的，就是说我才是那个合适的候选人，选我当总统，我能带领你们这个脱离这个困境，然后进入一个更好的状态。
And any time any one of them came to any place to speak in a rally or to a group of people, I don't think any one of them rode on a donkey.
那我相信他们每一次去参加一个演讲，去参加一个竞选这个筹备的时候，没有人是骑着驴去的。But
Jesus came in humility.
但是耶稣是谦卑的来的。The
Prince of Peace.
他是和平的君。The
one who really does have the answers.
是他真的是有解决问题的能力。Came
riding on a donkey.
然而他是一种谦卑的姿态出现的。The
most humble animal that you can ride on.
就是你这个驴是一种非常谦卑的，你能够骑的这么一个动物。
Not as a general of war, but as a prince of peace.
而不是作为这个征战的将军，他是一个和平的君。
But the people didn't get it.
但是那个时候的人不理解。
They didn't understand.
也不明白。
Neither would I have.
要是我，我也不理解，也不明白。
And because of what God has done for me, and because I can look back and see the events of time, I can understand a little more fully.
那现在我有圣经，我可以看到从前的这些事情，我可以能够有更多的理解。And
that's the privilege we have of looking back 2,000 years instead of looking forward.
所以我们现在有这个优势，可以往回看，看到之前2,000年前的事情。
So when the people were waving their palm branches, they had a specific symbolic meaning.
那当这些人挥舞棕榈枝的时候，这个是有一个特殊的意义的。About
200 years before, when Jesus was riding into Jerusalem on this donkey, there was a group of military Jewish people called the Maccabeans that came and threw out the rulers, the political rulers of Jerusalem.
那因为在耶稣进耶路撒冷城这个事情的之前200年左右，有一群人，他们叫做这个马可比斯，他们那个时候是犹太人，他们有点像是反叛的那个意思，所以那些人就是反对当时的这个执政的政府，然后把他们推翻了。
And they had some military success for a short period of time.
所以在那一段时间里，他们是在这个军事上取得了优势和胜利。They
restored Jewish tradition and Jewish custom, and what they considered to be what was supposed to happen in the temple, that's what they reestablished.
他们那时候把好像罗马政府推翻，然后重新恢复犹太人的一些传统，然后这个圣殿里该怎么做，然后犹太人的这些习俗都给恢复了。
But it wasn't very many years till another political ruler came along and pushed them out.
可是他们并没有维持多久，然后就有另外一群人来把他们赶走。
And so now the Jewish people, when Jesus comes and their expectations of a king and they're waving their branches and shouting, Hosanna, this is what they're remembering. We've got someone that's going to deliver us from this oppression.
所以当耶稣那天进入耶路撒冷, 当这些人挥舞着棕榈枝喊, 和萨那的时候, 他们其实心里想的是, 就是200年前的那件事情, 他们期望的还是像那样一件, 就是能够带领他们推翻当时的压迫和统治的。
At this time, there was about 50,000 people that lived in Jerusalem year-round.
那个时候,这个耶路撒冷的常住人口大概是5万左右。
But during the Passover time, this would be multiplied by 10, and there would be about 500,000 people in Jerusalem.
但是那个在逾越节附近的时候,因为有很多人进入耶路撒冷, 所以这个城市的人口一下子膨胀10倍,大概有50万左右。
And so it was not only clear that these people's expectations were high for political reasons, but his disciples that had been with him so closely for the last 3 years, their expectations were wrong as well.
那不仅仅是这些就是群众他们的这个期望很高,而虽然是错的期望,就连跟耶稣很亲近的这些门徒,跟了他3年的这些门徒,他们的期望也是错的。
You remember the two disciples after the resurrection of Jesus that were walking along the Emmaus Road?
你们是不是还记得那个就是在以马忤斯的路上那个故事,有两个耶稣的门徒在一起走?
And they were discussing how their expectations had been disappointed and now they were so depressed because their disappointment.
那个时候他们谈论的就是他们的这个期望落空了,然后在耶稣被钉死之后,他们就非常的失望。
And when the third person of Jesus fell in beside of them and began to walk along and talk with them, they didn't know it was Jesus.
然后当耶稣跟出现跟他们一起同行的时候，他们一开始并没有认出来他是耶稣，然后一路在也在谈论这些事情。
Jesus said, "What are you talking about?"
那耶稣那时候就问他们说，你们在谈什么事情？
They said, "Where have you been the last few days to not know about these events?"
他们就说，你这些日子都去哪儿了？你都没听说这么重要的事儿吗？
Can you imagine their embarrassment when they really finally realized who Jesus was and what they had asked him?
他们说了这些话以后，你可以想象一下，当他们后来认出耶稣来以后，想到他们之前说的那些话，会多尴尬吗？
Where have you been when all of these things have been taking place in Jerusalem?
发生了这么多事情,你都不知道吗?
So Jesus walks along with them. Eventually, he reveals himself to them, and they realize then that their expectations were in the wrong place, and now they were excited again because they realized the true meaning of Palm Sunday.
耶稣一路跟他们走,一路跟他们讲,直到他们明白说,哦,他们原来的期望是错的,然后现在耶稣给他们讲明白了以后,他们心里重新点燃了希望,又变得很兴奋。The
whole purpose of Jesus came was to die on the cross that our sins might be forgiven.
耶稣来的目的就是为了能够替我们受死,让我们的罪能够得到赦免。That
our hearts might be washed by the blood of the Lamb.
让我们的心可以被羔羊的血所洗净。
Still to this day, we have trouble understanding this, and we still think that there's got to be another solution, but we have to keep reminding ourselves this is the real need that we have.
就算是今天,可能我们也会有的时候会忘记,我们要不停地提醒自己,这是我们真正的需要。
We could win every war that we ever fight over our political enemies and still lose our souls.
也可能我们的国家可以非常的强大,然后不论有什么那样的敌人,我们都能打败他。然而我们也可能在这个过程中也就丧失了我们的灵魂。In
the United States today, we're losing the real battle.
因为在今天的美国,我们是在这个真正的这个战争中,我们在不断的失败。According
to what news reports you listen to, whether or not we're winning or losing in our military battles, but that's not the greatest concern. The greatest concern is whether we're winning or losing with the sin problem.
那这个也可能你从这个新闻上听到的，就是我们在这个国际上的地位也好，在这个战争中也好，不管是赢和输，这些都不是最重要的。最重要的是我们的在这个跟罪恶的征战中，到底是赢还是在输。
We need revival more than anything else in our country.
我们需要一个，我们这个国家需要一个奋兴。
We need to embrace the Prince of Peace, not the generals of war.
我们需要这个迎接的是这个和平的军，而不是这个征战的将军。
Would you agree with me this morning that our country is less civil, it's less civilized, and it's on a downward course as far as the hearts of men is concerned?
你是不是也像我一样，就是认为这个国家在人心这方面实际上是在走下坡路的？
No amount of radio talk show hosts ranting and raving are going to solve the problems of our country.
不管那些电台的主持人再怎么谈论，怎么这个慷慨激昂，这个他们解决不了这个国家最根本的问题。
It's only the blood of Jesus that's going to wash our sins away.
因为只有耶稣的血才能将我们的罪洗净。
See, in Jerusalem, the Jews would go to the Wailing Wall even yet today to pray.
就算是今天在耶路撒冷，那些犹太人还会到他们的那个哭墙去祷告。
They love to write little prayer messages on pieces of paper, fold them up, and stick them somewhere in a crack in the Wailing Wall.
他们会把他们的祷告写在一个小纸条上，然后把这个纸条折起来，塞在这个哭墙的这个缝隙当中。
Pray that God will remember them as because they've left a little message on a piece of paper for God.
就好像这个是一个特别的这个有效的方法，然后神就因此能够特别垂听他们的祷告。
When the Orthodox Jew worships on a Friday night, he sings and he dances and he says over and over again, Lord, send us the Messiah. Let the Messiah come today.
那当这个传统的这个犹太教的人，他们在礼拜五晚上祷告的时候，他们唱歌的时候，甚至跳舞的时候，他们一直呼求的是说：“主啊，求你差弥赛亚来，求你差弥赛亚来。”
And I agree, Lord, help us to realize the true meaning of the Messiah.
所以我也同意，但是我更恳求神能帮助我们明白弥赛亚真正来的意义、目的是什么。
The problem is the Messiah came, but they didn't recognize him.
对于他们来说，他们的问题是，弥赛亚来了，他们反而不认识他。
My mind goes back to a little illustration that my pastor, when I was just a child, used to give in the sermons.
我想到说，在我还是小孩子的时候，我的牧师经常讲的一个例子。
You know, in this country, the governor of each state has the particular authority to be able to commute a sentence of a prisoner.
那你知道，在这个，在美国有很多州长，他有一个特殊的权利，就是他可以赦免某一个罪犯。This
particular violent criminal was sitting on death row, waiting for his death sentence to be carried out.
那么有一个这个重刑犯，他是被判了死刑，就是准备等待执行这个死刑的时候。
But instead of repenting of his sins and praying and confessing his sins, he became more and more bitter and his language became more and more vile.
那这个人呢，他在这个等待的过程中并没有悔改，并没有就是忏悔他的罪，他反而就是变得更加的苦毒，然后这个言语也更加的肮脏污秽。
Finally, somebody was able to convince the governor of the state to commute his sentence from death to life.
那后来呢，这个州长呢，有人就一直劝他，然后让他把这个死刑犯的这个死刑改成无期。But
when the governor wanted to pay a visit to this prisoner, and he entered the prison all dressed up in his suit and his tie,
那这个州长呢，就决定要去监狱里去看一下这个死刑犯，当然他穿得很正式的就去了。The
prisoner began to curse and swear because he thought he was just another preacher trying to come and force the gospel down him.
那这个死刑犯呢，以为他是一个来传教的，就是又来那个想要让他信的，所以他就开始用一些很难听的话来骂他。So
the governor eventually turned and left.
那这个州长呢，就转身，后来就转身离开了。They
came and said to him, "You don't know who that man was, do you?"
然后，其他人就来跟这个死刑犯说：“你不知道他是谁吧？”He
said he was the governor, and he was here to pardon your death sentence to let you live.
那后来他们就告诉他，这个是州长，他来本来是要把你赦免，从死刑变成无期的。But
he said, "Now, oh, bring him back! I didn't know. I thought he was just a preacher. Tell him to come back. I want to see him."
他就说啊，我不知道，我以为他又是一个牧师呢。那赶紧叫他回来，我不知道他是州长。
But the governor was gone.
可是州长走了，就不会再回来了。
So when Jesus came as the true Messiah, and those people that saw him but didn't know who he was and didn't believe, they hardened their hearts and they turned him away.
那个时候也是一样，当耶稣作为弥赛亚来的时候，那些看到他的人并不相信他，并不接纳他，以至于他们的心就变得 更刚硬。
If we want to understand why the original disciples deserted, denied, and betrayed Jesus, some of them no doubt had the same hopes that Jesus was going to be their political deliverer.
那我们一想象，当耶稣被捕的 那天晚上，他的门徒也有很多人就背弃他，然后就转身逃开，也是因为他们的心里有一个期望，然而是这个错误的期望。
And it was during these days that Jesus actually told them that in 40 years,Jerusalem and the temple is going to be destroyed.
那个时候也是在耶稣跟他们讲说，再过几十年、七十年大概，然后这个耶路撒冷城就会被攻打，然后这个圣殿会被毁。
And 40 years later, the Romans came and completely destroyed the temple.
那从耶稣那个时候算，大概就是四十年以后，这个罗马人就进入耶路撒冷，把这个圣殿彻底的毁掉了。
When will we believe in Jesus and see him as the true Messiah?
那我们什么时候能够看耶稣，相信他，认为他是这个真正的弥赛亚？
So the real decision that we have to make as individuals this morning is, how are we going to see Jesus and how are we going to see Palm Sunday?
那我们作为个人，我们现在面临的问题是说，我们要怎么看待耶稣？我们要怎么看待耶稣光荣进圣城的那一时刻？
Are we going to be like Peter, who said he would never deny Jesus? In fact, he was even willing to go with him to death.
那我们是会像彼得那样，就拍着胸脯说，我永远也不会背弃你，我甚至可以为你去死。
Are we going to be like Mary Magdalene, the last one at the cross and the first one at the tomb?
还是我们会像莫大拉的玛利亚那样，她是最后一个离开耶稣被钉的十字架，然后第一个进入他的坟墓的人。
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we thank you this morning for the message of the cross.
天父，我们今天早上感谢你在十字架上为我们传达的信息。
And Lord, if we keep our expectations in the right place, we can see Jesus, the Messiah.
耶稣主，就求你帮助我们把我们的希望放在那个对的地方，让我们能够真的看到你，就是那位弥赛亚。
And as we shout Hosanna this morning, praise to Jesus, help us, O God, to see the true purpose of why you came.
当我们今天早上呼喊何塞纳，称赞主耶稣的时候，你帮助我们看到你真正来的意义。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.